2023, Halo Reach demo maps for April 11th, 2010.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another lovely episode of Podtacular. I am Duststorm.
I'm G. Lewis.
I'm Brent Gamer.
And I'm Nobody.
I'm Naked.
Oh.
That was last hour, sorry.
Oh yeah, you missed it everybody. I'm sorry.
Oops.
Brent had a fun stick aim conversation in Florida.
Anywho, this week, I think we told everybody we were going to do the Halo 2 show, but we're actually going to do it on the newly released screenshots for the Halo Reach betas, maps that we'll all be playing.
So we're going to go in and chime in on what we think about them and what we expect. We didn't get too many submissions that we asked for, so we're just going to say what we think.
Yeah, we got one. Since Greg made it such short notice.
Yeah, it's my fault.
It's like, no, we want to do the maps instead. It's like, okay.
But we're going to do Halo 2 on Thursday, so you guys should tune in on... Well, this probably won't be out by then. So.
Wednesday.
We're thinking it's Wednesday.
Oh, but it says it's ending on Thursday.
It's ending Wednesday.
Dang it.
You can lie to Greg.
I have to work in the, I have to work at night tonight. I can't make it.
On Wednesday?
Yeah. I work in the morning on
Thursday. Oh, boo.
No, ooh. You're not going to get your visual flair.
It's a couple
aww.
Of...
Yeah.
Anywho, so...
That's
we got
him.
We're going to be talking about...
Next to
mainly,
you.
for those of you who have not checked it out, you should be checking it out now. Pause the show and check this out. On podsector.com, under submissions for episode 223, which is this show, there's a link to IGN article that they interview a few of the Bungie leads. Is it Lars and Chris, I believe, is who they interviewed?
There'll be a link with this.
Yeah, so this is basically we're going over this and then the new Bungie update for Friday. I think the Bungie Friday update is an easier way to – that they break it down. I would recommend going to the Bungie update. But either one's fine. These are the images that we were looking at and we are talking about this week. So if you're out of the loop and you have no idea what we're talking about, check those out.
We're kind of looking at both, kind of, anyways.
Yeah, we're going to go over Powerhouse, Sword Base.
Overlook.
Boneyard. But they don't know anything about Boneyard yet.
Yeah, Boneyard and Headhunters, Bungie have been really quiet about for the...
Secret.
Yeah. The secret map.
But we'll find out in less than a month.
Yes. Which will be quite awesome.
Going to be awesome.
Yes. So that's what we're going to go over. I guess we'll just go in that order so we can start talking about it. But before we do this, we got two special guest hosts who are here for different reasons. We'll do ladies first. Sorry, Cameron. But,
all right.
First up.
Starting with Cameron.
That's a low blow.
First up, he wishes it was.
Most of you guys probably know her better from her blog, Hottie Mick Bloggy, but... Her gamer tag is BS Angel, and you will find her on Twitter on twitter.com/BS Angel. And that will be the first person we're going to introduce. Welcome, BS Angel.
Thank you.
Well, does anybody have any questions for her before we go on to like the normal interview stuff that we ask anybody?
Well, I think questions kind of are the normal interview.
Okay, I just want to make sure if you guys have
you're asking us to start the interview by asking us if we want to start the
I don't have anything written down, actually.
Let
as well.
Let me start asking the questions. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah. I was hoping somebody else would be more prepared than I was to interview the illustrious Hottie Mick Bloggy.
Exactly. So, BS Angel, your blog is so awesome. How awesome is your blog?
Say awesome.
It's different.
You're zero for two.
Awesome. It's not family friendly. How's that? Podtacular is family friendly. I am not. I am friendly only maybe with your dad. Your mom's special occasions. Definitely not the whole thing, though.
So if my dad
told you that Podtacular. Wait, what?
if my dad played Halo, then he'd be interested in your blog. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. It's okay. I have to bleep this show enough anyways. So if something happens, ask Brent to.
Don't worry about it.
We as a show are more about getting the Halo community involved rather than trying to just do family friendly stuff. The Halo community, there's a lot of different aspects of the Halo community, and I think everybody should know about all of it.
The first thing I think of when I think of Halo community is obviously friendly or family friendly, but yeah. Whatever.
Yes, even though it's an M-rated game, it's very family-friendly.
I know, man. It's fun for the whole family. I mean, I've seen kids all the time on Xbox Live. It has to be family-friendly.
Yeah, I mean, talking about it. You know, their good grades and, you know...
Yeah, great grades.
Listening to their rock music and, you know, just all that sort of stuff. You know? Just a good... What a good normal suburban kid would do. But... Anyway, so what? I'm pretty sure you've been asked this question a lot of times. What made you want to start your blog? Do you have any inspiration or?
One of these days, I'm gonna develop this really cool story that's really interesting to listen to. but for now, it's really as simple as one day I was bored and I started a website.
Hey, that's how about?
Meditated. I just said, hey, you know, this looks like fun, and I was off.
Nice. Are you surprised that it's as popular as it's got? I mean, everybody knows who you are. I'm just going to say that right now.
Right.
Everybody listening to this knows who you are.
Oh, two people. My mom and my dad are familiar with me.
I thought you were saying that two people listen to the podcast, and I was like, you're absolutely correct.
Adswell Fit and Old Regime both
Man,
know who you are.
Man, you are prophetic. I don't know how you figured it out. That is amazing.
Is there so what do you do on yours? What exactly can you elaborate without breaking the whole family friendly thing? Maybe what you exactly do on yours? I mean, there's a lot of like non. I mean, I would think is pretty family friendly. Maybe I'm not reading all of them, but some of them I can definitely see as.
Okay, you've never been to my website, have you? I
mean, to be fair, Greg might not have been to your website before. I mean, no joke.
I've been there before a few times.
I clicked on it before the show started.
It's not family. It's not family friendly.
It's not particularly family friendly. I am a grown up. I have a grown up. Well, I would say I have a grown up sense of humor, but honestly, my sense of humor is akin to maybe a 14-year-old boy. Like, I think penis jokes are hilarious. Like, penis and poop. Penis and poop is always funny. And so that's, you know, I put my twist on everything. It's a general gaming blog, but I would say it's probably about 60% Halo. It's very heavy Halo focused because that's what I enjoy the most.
Oh, you do? You've been playing Halo 2 recently. Do you like Halo 2 better?
That's a tough call. In my opinion, I think the Halo 2 multiplayer was the out of the three. The lasting power was different. Maybe it's because it didn't have as much competition back then. You know, now there's Modern Warfare 2 and Battlefield and all these other games pulling everybody away. But as far as lasting power went, Halo 2 was where it was at. And some of those maps, I think, are the best maps. Out of all three of the games, they are on Halo 2.
Yeah, Headlong has to be the best.
Headlong.
I think there'd
Headlong,
be quite, yeah.
Terminal, yep. Relic.
I love
Lockout.
Relic.
Lockout has not Warlock. Been replicated to its original glory. I love Halo 2. Love it.
Yeah. I would agree that Halo 2, I don't know about the multiplayer. Maybe because I sucked at it because I couldn't. I mean, I played a lot of professional, or at least attempted to, and I could never triple, double shot, and all that good stuff. Very frustrating.
Yeah, I never button comboed or super jumped either, but it was still fun. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. We'll get more in when we start talking about the actual maps and what you think about them. But next, we got another guest host.
Gosh, don't even let them ask questions.
Oh, yeah, man. Not like we had any questions, Greg.
If you had any questions, do you have any questions at all, you two?
Actually, now that you say it, I have nothing. Oh, I do have one question.
Wait, I do have one.
I did ask Shishka, when we interviewed Shishka back at MLG Dallas, I asked him what it would be like if Bungie went ahead and made a dating sim for the Halo franchise on the Nintendo DS. I want to know, BS Angel, how would you, I mean, what kind of relationships would you set up in a Halo dating sim on a Nintendo DS?
What kind of ships would you?
Yeah, what kind of ships would you go with?
I would go with as many ships as possible, and I would get COD pieces afterwards and have like the biggest pile of COD pieces you have ever seen. I would just like go through them, you know, just a wham bam, thank you ma'am, take them, and just, oh man, it'd be so good.
I love COD pieces as much as the next guy. Would you be opposed to a like an alternate universe thing where Johnson is able to go into a parallel universe and meet the Johnson from that universe and then fall in love with him?
You had me at Johnson. Anything involving a Johnson is A-okay in my book.
I know. I love Johnson, too. looking back, COD pieces and Johnson are my favorite parts of the Halo franchise.
I would agree. I'm hoping we will get customizable COD pieces in Reach.
I know.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I was holding out for that.
I know. Hopefully that's, with Halo 2 ending, they're saying that they're going to give out a piece of visual flair for the armor permutations in Halo Reach if you're on for the last day of Halo 2. Maybe it's a COD piece.
Yeah, that would be flair. Yeah.
Oh, man. I want a COD piece with
one. Oh, man.
Oh, man. I want a COD piece with like a gigantic like unicorn horn like sprouting out of it. You know how awesome that would be. Yeah, think about it. It could have its own customizable assassination. It's like you could do a pelvic thrust into the guy. It would be awesome.
Oh. I bet it would shoot really far.
Wow.
Oh man.
All right, Dustin. Do you have any questions for Miss Bloggy?
Okay.
Any questions, Miss?
So, about how long have you been blogging on the interwebs?
I believe I am coming up on my 3-year anniversary next month, either three Ooh. Or 4 years.
Oh.
Yeah, in May. So, I'm coming up on a milestone, so I'm excited.
Nice.
Very nice.
The try years. She's probably a junior in the whole blogging sphere.
I'm going to get a birthday cake and send it to her.
Can have a big unicorn.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get the birthday cake over in mail, though.
BS Angel, do you prefer just regular cake, pie, or ice cream cake?
Oh, man.
Pie.
I do enjoy pie. I like pie. No joke. On my birthday.
I like a good pie.
Yeah, I mean, no joke. On my birthday, I request pie. It's like I don't get birthday cakes. I get birthday pies. Just chocolate pies with whipped cream on it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's my request.
Are you the only one that utilizes the pie? Nobody
yeah.
else gets the
I make them for myself, and I just sit there all alone in my room. Another year closer to death. Just you and me, Brenny. Me, myself, and I. Yeah. It's hard being me.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
It is.
So what else do you focus on other than Halo? Is there any other games that you enjoy, or is it just mainly Halo?
I primarily focus my attention on the 360, not because I'm a fangirl, but because maintaining multiple systems is expensive. So I focus on the 360. I have a Wii, I have a PSP, I have all that stuff, but my favorite games are all on that one. I think I said somewhere that my favorite games either all have guns or balls. Anything that kind of fits in that category. Like,
are you trying to mean like men? Or what do you mean
like
by...
Well, I guess that would work too. But like puzzle games.
I don't know if I followed, so I was like, oh god, I don't know.
Well, like Peggle. I love
man,
Peggle.
Like FIFA.
Right? Balls.
All right.
Peggle,
I know.
Man. Like that, yeah. I love shooters.
Yeah, I guess.
Shooters are my thing. I like scary game. Anything, like I said, anything that has stuff you can shoot or balls, right in my alley.
So if a game could utilize both of those things to their full extent, would you love that game? I mean, I did.
I would start a whole new website about that game.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Oh, yeah. I would join that website.
Yes.
Well, hopefully, if I'm looking at these screens correctly, that new bullet game from Cliffy B may be right up the alley that we're talking about.
Well, I mean, if you look at Gears of War, that game is like totally just balls and guns.
More like testosterone and guns, but
yeah,
I don't know. I guess the storyline's not really. But.
Anya, I just gotta look at Dom's balls.
Wow.
I need a satellite uplink. Come on.
Anyway, we're gonna introduce our next guest host that we have on now. You guys might remember him from the old Podtacker Community Podcast, which actually I was the host of. Me and the fellow guy who is joining us today. He possibly, if this gets off the ground, will be a part of a new show that will be on Podtacker.com. That'll be regularly. Yeah. Hopefully that works out. Without further ado, it's our good friend. Most of you guys know him as Nobody, but we all know him as Cameron. What's going on, man?
Yeah, not much. Just, you know.
What you been doing since you, like, the last time you've been on? It's been a long time.
Got married.
Holy
shit. That's the biggest thing that happened.
Well, I had no clue, dude. I thought you were just smoking the sweet leaf. I didn't know you got married.
No.
Wow. I had no clue.
To be fair, those two things can happen at the same time.
I had no clue either.
Yeah, well, now she's
a lucky.
I guess congratulations are.
Congratulations. Should I send you a pie, a cake, or an ice cream?
So,
talk about the pie, you know, like, sounds kind of good right now.
Hash brownies.
And, I'm just going to assume because you didn't continue what else you have done. You're still married, hopefully, right? Still working out.
Yeah.
We got the marriage annulled. I got out of that before it was too late.
No, congratulations on your marriage, dude. I had no clue. Good job.
Is there anything else going on? Like, are you still part of the gaming community in any sort of way? You just been, you know, pretty busy with work and setting that stuff straight?
No, mostly working and just trying to get back into the gaming community, but I need a new box, as you know, for certain reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, we will
he
not
just got a
that.
New box. He just got married. How many boxes?
I get it. Oh, man. Cod pieces, boxes, and everything in between. It's the unofficial podcast. Greg's got it down. I don't.
The explicit tag on this show, aren't we?
Well, I mean, that is preferable. If you put the explicit tag on it, I can say whatever I want.
And there's a lot of shit he wants to say. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, Cameron, let's say you think that we should hold off on planning on doing, or you think...
that explicit tag is going to come in handy.
Oh, yeah.
How many hoes are we doing? Oh. How many jelly beans? I mean, what?
Oh, man.
I was trying to say, do you think that we should hold off on our announcing what we were going to do, or do you think that we should just spill the beans and hopefully it works out? Because if we say it, we got to do it.
Well, then, now that you've announced it, pretty much, we got to do it. Everyone's kind of, you know,
I'd hold
wondering.
Yeah. I think we should wait. But anyway, if you guys are going to be checking out, check out podtacker.com for Cameron. And it mostly will be me and Cameron that will be doing this new
show. Yes, the third attempt that this thing has been
for. And this time, if...
That's the charm.
Third time is the charm. I like that.
That's
like
what they
that.
Say, right?
No. Yeah.
What are they... Third time's the worst bomb of all.
And I don't know if you guys have remember this, but the first time we had the Podtacular like one-on-one tournament. The video that's on YouTube is me beating Cameron. So, just so you guys know.
The face off.
So if you guys remember that, that was me beating Cameron. So
I still have that video.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. So.
Can we talk about hoes again?
Now, this whole thing was going downhill until you said the.
I know, man. I saved the podcast just now.
Anyway, Anyway, unless Dustin wants to move to a different topic, I think we should go straight on into the maps.
Yeah.
I think we're
going to
go.
Okay. I think we start out with Powerhouse, and it's the first one on this list. Stay with it. I would like to start out just to say that first looks at the map, it looks just like a combination between High Ground and Ascension. I know that those two maps don't look anything alike, but it's kind of circular map, and it kind of has three main points to where it looks like that most people are going to be hanging out at. But it also looks like High Ground, that the lower part of the map is it's more like on a hill based. You have to move up the map to proceed. You know, yeah. It just appears that Powerhouse will be kind of a mixture of those two. Is anybody else, you know, kind of noticing that?
I can see
that?
The High Ground reference that you're making.
Nothing of Ascension, though.
Yeah, Ascension's escaping me, too. Just the only thing that I can tell is High Ground.
Yeah, so it looks pretty much like a single flag or a single bomb game type, you guys are thinking.
Well, it reminds me a lot of Elongation. I don't know, I'm just...
What?
If we're just pulling maps out of our...
I have a toss-up between Prisoner and...
Yeah, yeah, and it's like Prisoner, it's like Colossus, it's great.
Anywho, I after reading about what Bungie has in store for this map and what they're saying it is, it's mostly a Slayer map from what they've been saying. And
For
the beta, at least. We don't even know if we'll see – we're pretty sure that we'll see some sort of this map like in the Halo 3 beta. Pretty much the maps didn't change at all, so I don't know if we'll see any change between the maps. But
all these maps except for Sword Base seem very asymmetrical. So,
yeah, Sword Base looks
they are cool. Asymmetrical.
But it seems like that for the whole Halo Reach concept, it seems like Bungie's trying to throw out everything that they started out with by game type modes. And it seems like that with the addition of Generator Map, and they don't even know if they're going to add that into the final game. But it sounds like it's more like a Battlefield type of atmosphere they're trying to grow because of loadouts like Battlefield. You can pop in and out of the match like Battlefield. You can run out of the actual battle area like Battlefield. And you can progress along the map through your game type. Like, let's say, first part is you got to blow up this thing, and then it opens up a new part of the map. And then you got to blow up that thing, and it opens a new part of the map. It just sounded a lot like Battlefield. The whole spectrum of Reach's multiplayer, which is kind of weird because most of the people that they brought on were from the Shadowrun team, and Shadowrun was nothing like Battlefield or Halo for that.
Yeah, that game did great at retail. That's a it's good.
And man, Cameron, what you thinking first up about Powerhouse? Anything that you can notice right off the bat?
I don't know. If I see it being more Slayer, is I think it would be more for a lot of the newer game types that they're starting to talk about.
Yeah, I could not see Ball working out on this at all. This looks
well,
like
not a Ball, but
the generator would work.
The generator game,
one side,
one flag, DPS, yeah,
or assault.
It seems like after they explain the map, then most of the fighting is going to take place in this whole middle area. You can see if you see the up-down view of the map, that there's like a big waterway. And they said there's a rocket launcher right in the middle of that, so they're saying most of the fighting happens there throughout the map. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm not too sure. I can't say how armor permutations work, but it just seems like that camo and the power thing would help out the most on this map rather than sprinting. But it seems like if it all happens in one area, you'd like something that would help you out immediately rather than, you know.
In the IGN article, they said a lot about using Sprint on Powerhouse.
Oh, they did? Yeah.
It was either here or somewhere else.
Yeah, I believe that Lars had said that starting out with Sprint so that he can get over to be like one of the first ones and get the vantage point of the map so they can get his team prepared to get the rocket launchers, what he was saying.
Yeah, it's like a race to the power weapons, really.
Yeah, kind of like MLG. I'm going to get the sniper.
Am I the only one that that kind of gets like a territories feel from the generator game type? I mean, the generator game type kind of feels like it's like territories, except instead of sitting in the territory, I get to blow it up with a rocket launcher.
That's exactly what it is, in my opinion. But here's the question, though: can you repair your generators?
No, I don't think
so. Well, obviously, if you have an engineer on your team.
I mean, if Ashwin's on our team, I'm pretty sure he could figure out what to fix it.
Dude, if you have a unicorn cod piece, you can fix anything.
All problems have gone out the window, ladies.
You can fix 87 Ford Pintos. You can fix relationships. You can fix generators.
I don't know about the Pinto. I don't know if you're certified.
Yeah, I don't know if you can fix an 87 Ford Pinto.
I don't know if you'd want to, but I don't know. But I'm just getting a big high grounds feel, and I don't know. For me, I think it's gonna play like Ascension. Just looking at it, it just looks like it would play.
Yeah, I just like it with the middle. I kind of get what you're saying now with Ascension, with the middle there, where that's where gonna be most of the fights there in the center. Yeah.
And then the snipers are in the center.
Like your dance floor, sort of a thing. Located dance floor.
Disco out there in the middle, yeah.
It's like Dancing with the Stars in Halo.
And next, Brent Gamer is going to do the cha-cha to Lady Gaga's new song.
Okay, now Brent with Kate Gosselin, it's Brent Horsley dancing to Lady Gaga. I don't think I could dance with Kate Gosselin. I'm morally opposed to that.
She probably smells pretty bad, knowing her.
I can imagine.
I mean, just understanding what's been going on. I mean, a lot of shrimp going on. And I'm just saying.
I can't wait to get wet on this new map.
Oh, really?
I like the little stream going through the middle.
They were saying
for some reason I love water on Halo maps. I love it. It just appeals to me. I don't know why. I like Valhalla for that reason.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
On the second screenshot, third screenshot, sorry.
It kind of reminds me of the map, looking wise, of what's the one map in Halo 2 with the
elongation.
No, there's one big. there's one large base, and then there's like a ship crashed there.
Right. It's orbital. There's some crates.
Sure.
No, not sure.
Wait.
I'm thinking.
Oh man, I'm thinking.
It's like a desert looking map. There's a sniper on each side.
Ooh.
Sorry. Okay, my bad. It's usually a one bomb. They have a part that Hottie McBlocky.
Oh, burial mounds.
Yeah, it was the first nipples map. I'm just saying.
Burial mounds.
Yeah.
I love burial mounds.
Like that. It kind of seems like it might play.
The crashed frigate.
Yeah, I forgot that we used to call those little pillars nipples.
Oh, man. What?
If you think
there
about it,
nipples,
they did.
And there was a penis on it, too. It had nipples on it.
I don't remember the penis.
On the same map.
I don't remember
maybe
the phallus.
It was because I wasn't looking for penis. But
yeah. I think you spent your time in the nipples. I spent my time at the penis. We should in the middle.
No, like, when I was 14.
You know, two issues alone, you know, sometimes.
When I was 14, I was more interested in breasts at the time. So, I mean, I can definitely see, though. I mean, if I go back, I'll probably find the penis on my own.
Andrew, what do you think of Powerhouse? Anything that strikes you at first?
I would probably be drawn to the creek. It reminds me a little bit of like Beaver Creek, that central water running through the rocket launcher there. I agree. I think the action will be located in that central base area. It reminds me, the map, the upper layout reminds me a little bit of the ODST map. The one that has the wraith at the bottom that gets dropped off, and it's the hill that slopes upwards. Having a fart on the name.
It's the one where
the one that's like a big hill going up, and it has the two turrets on the top, and.
That's the Alpha site, the outside the Oni building. I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called Alpha site. No, Alpha Site's the answer.
Security zone.
Yeah, security zone.
Security zone.
Yeah, security zone's it.
Yep. Can I ask a question real quick?
What's that?
Am I allowed to call the stream on Powerhouse the Beaver Zone from now on?
The Beaver Zone.
The Beaver Zone?
That's where those dams keep getting built.
I don't know, man.
It just looks like from the map, from looking at it, they were talking about like nooks and crannies. It looks like there's a lot here, and it seems like if you're starting on the top side of the map, that you would have a sniper's galore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of hard being a sniper in Halo sometimes because it's a faster pace. If they slow down Halo, I could see this being a heavy sniping map. But otherwise, I could see it becoming more of a running.
I still think it could be a pretty significant sniping map. I mean, team snipers on this would be pretty heavy.
Yeah. And if you notice, there's basically two points of it. There's the base, and then there's the outside.
Right.
Significant portion of it is in the base.
People are also using sprint, too. You got to remember that. So if anything, Halo might be speeding up. I mean, we got jetpacks, sprint mode.
I mean, jetpack could, but you still have... I mean, just because you can run faster doesn't mean it speeds up gameplay that much.
Right, it just does.
Well, have they talked about the times involved with everything? Like, have they talked about how long you can max out your sprint or how long it takes to recharge power?
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious about.
I think they were saying it takes the same amount of time. You're just saying it takes the same amount of time to run out as it does to gain it back. But
I would think it would have to be longer.
What, to gain it back?
Yeah.
I mean, they were talking about how it would be the same exact time.
I think it probably also matters if you use the whole thing or not, too.
Yeah.
If you're using all of it, so.
Yeah, you can throttle it. Yeah.
What she said.
Brent likes throttling.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you got to hold back from going all the way out, you know. Can't use it all up. Anywho, I think it looks cool. It's probably going to be the one that I like the most from the Reach beta, just looking at all of them. I haven't seen, was it Boneyard we haven't seen yet?
Yeah.
Right.
Overlook looks kind of cool, but you can only play it on Invasion. I don't think I'll like Invasion from what it's saying. And Generator sounds cool, but I can't see it. I don't really like maps that you can only play one game type on. I don't know if I'll enjoy it, but this looks like a nice rendition to High Grounds. I don't really enjoy High Grounds all that much, but it seems like from what it'll say, it'll be the best one of the beta. Personal opinion.
I could probably agree.
I know. I can't speak for Greg, obviously, but I am completely excited to invade the Beaver Zone come May 3rd. Invasion on Powerhouse, here I come.
Next one up we're going to do is Sword Base. Sword Base kind of looks like Elongation.
Elongation!
Oh, man, talk about jokes that have gone on for way too long. We're going to call this one Elongation, too.
It does look like Elongation.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds you of like Elongation and boarding action, kind of.
Yeah.
The first map that I noticed was that it looks like Colossus from Halo 2. Colossal.
It reminds me of Headlong in Relic.
No, I mean, it really doesn't. I'm just saying
it kind of looks Beaver Creek.
When I'm looking at these maps, I'm trying to figure out where the heck I would understand where I would stand from and shoot people from, and it just looks like it's the same points of where I would stand on Colossal.
I'm getting a real backwash vibe from this map.
I would have to agree with Bungie on this one and say Prisoner and Boarding Action.
Prisoner? I don't know about Prisoner.
There's plenty of Prisoner in this map.
Kind of like Cold Storage, it kind of looks like. Like, this is the main room in Cold Storage.
Wow, Greg! You're just pulling everything.
Now that I look at it, I can say this.
I see no resemblance to Valhalla at all, except for the main game.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of the of that portion of the arc where the Pillar Unto Dawn sends that tank to you. It's great.
Yeah. Well, one thing I think will be interesting on the map is at the bottom to get launched up, they say if you don't actually jump into the main cannon, the water around it will shock you and kill you.
What?
I don't know if you read that part, but the water is like electrical or something. That when you
oh, that's sweet.
So you'll have to... if you try to jump into the main canyon, but you miss it, go by.
So that's a beaver zone you don't want to invade?
That one's been just too hot to handle.
Why would they do that, though?
Because it's cool. They might change it. Or I'm guessing because maybe people were going there too much. So they had to do it so that you have to hit that spot. You know.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, those are the beaver zones that you usually want to stay away from, or the ones that have been, you know, invaded way too much.
Anybody else got any thoughts on what you think would look nice on this map? What kind of game type? I could see.
Just Slayer.
I'm sorry, everybody. I feel bad.
You know, this map may actually be a good one for a ball game or something with the five or six vertical layers going up without a big horizontal space. It may make good for something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Ball of Territories would look like fun.
Territories may be a little difficult.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to be great for VIP.
I think this is the one that they said that they designed for Headhunter. I believe this is the one Headhunter on.
That'd be cool. I can see that,
It doesn't look very big. I don't really enjoy tiny maps. I did like Guardian if you count small maps, but I really don't like small maps.
I don't know. To me, it looks like it has more space than you think with all the different levels.
Yeah, because if you look at the guy, he looks pretty small.
I'm not a fan of verticality in Halo maps as much as just kind of like sprawling landscapes. The only time that verticality has been a plus for me is like Headlong. I love Headlong.
But even
Headlong is sprawling. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, like you can see like in Terminal where there are different levels, but each level, like if you would have different vantage points at different levels. Like you could snipe from the bottom one and people wouldn't normally notice.
Yeah.
Seems like on this one, if you're standing at the bottom one, you don't want a sniper rifle unless you're camping.
Obviously.
Yeah. You kind of what's the it's Prisoner. Yeah, that's right. It does. I guess you're talking about Prisoner now, about how that's Prisoner is the one with the rocket launcher in the bottom level, right?
Yeah.
No, you can climb up the ladders, get up very high. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Prisoner. I didn't like.
If you look at the second screenshot, that one is the one that I can actually see Prisoner on.
Well,
with the walkways going across, it is slightly reminiscent in that regard.
Yeah, they were saying that originally this map was like a Covenant looking map that somehow Oni got his hands on. Did you guys read anything about that or notice what I'm talking about?
No.
It says Covenant mechanism not only lacks, not only looks a bit out of place here, it actually displaces anything that happens to wander in its electrical blue upwards energy thrust. I know you guys might need to cool off after I said upward.
No, man.
You guys need to chill out after that for a second. But I really don't see myself getting behind this map.
No, I'm not a fan of this, no.
I think it looks fun. One of my favorite original CE maps is, which of course I'm not remembering the name, but the very vertical one that had the sniper at the very, very top, that little circular nook with the sniper at the top, where all it was just a single area going up. I actually really like that one. It definitely plays differently, but you know, it provides a variant from the normal action. Jetpacks.
I'm not too sure if I remember what you're talking about, but jetpack should be fun.
Yeah, on this one there is one sniping spot on top of the air conditioner there at the top that if you had the jetpack you could get up to.
Yeah, well, they said that there's not any spot in any map that you have to have the jetpack to get to. It just would help.
Well, and if you get to a certain spot, they have the 10-second warning thing.
Right, you get killed by the Guardians.
Yeah.
It just seems like that in this map, you know, out in the open, if you use the jetpack, it just seems like you're going to be way too. There's no cover once you hit the jetpack.
Well, that's what it seems like. They've been saying that a lot whenever they mention the jetpack. It's like you use it, you're going to be exposed no matter what.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to try it out, but I was initial thought. I don't like
I'm not sure what article it is, but one of the guys said using the jetpack is the same thing as yelling pull.
Pull!
So...
Yeah, because you're slow, and they said it's going to be loud, and you can't maneuver in the air or anything, so...
Well, I mean, you can't.
I don't...
Not to an extent, but...
How badass would it be if you had, like, unlimited, like, fuel on your jetpack, and you can, like, jump around and move around in it? That'd be pretty cool. Like, if there was a game type.
Jump around, what?
You'd have to be pretty darn good with a sniper.
Yeah. So, on this map, I'm thinking, I could see FFA a lot on this map, and maybe Ball or Territories, but I don't... Slayer, I guess, would work.
Ball would be the best.
Yeah, Ball looks like it'd be the best. I don't really see Capture the Flag or Bomb, unless... I mean, I haven't played it yet, but it just doesn't look like it's the right map, from what I can see.
It's too wide for either side.
Well, I don't know, though, but, I mean, if it's kind of like Colossus was a very good... Colossal was a very good flag map.
Wait, I think you're right the first time.
Yeah,
if you're talking about it's Colossus.
Colossus.
About the map, I'm thinking
of. Yeah, Colossus was very good. Capture the flag map. So if this looks like to me that it plays like Colossus, and if it does, then I could see Capture the Flag working.
Capture the flag.
Capture. Anybody else got any thoughts on sword base? And yes, there's a sword on here. So
yeah, that's what I'm worried about. People that love the sword a little too much.
Oh, I'm actually seeing it like swords and hammers on this doing pretty good. Just like jumping from like one bridge to another.
Could you see the
sword?
You see like play like from Epitaph? Kind of play like this. But you know how Epitaph's kind of like, you know, 2v2, really small.
Yeah. Confined spaces.
Yeah. Like, you only go that way unless you really have to, sort of thing. You know, you don't really go out in the middle open unless you really freaking have to do it. You know, kind of the same thing.
Kind of. But, I mean, you use the bridges a lot.
I
see the bridges being utilized to a decent extent.
Yeah.
Do we know where the sword spawns on this map?
He did mention.
No, I don't think he says where it spawns.
I don't think it does either. It has place with a sniper.
It does say it has one.
Yeah, it just says it has one.
You would think with a name like Sword Base that the sword would play a primary part in the entire map.
Yes.
But then look at Midship, or Heretic now, which we have. And anytime I play on that map now, nobody goes for the sword. But back in Halo 2, everybody went for the sword. It was the first place that saw the action, and now nobody goes for it. So I wonder if it will be significant or if it'll kind of be ignored.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's kind of like how Halo 2 and Halo 3 play. Like in Halo 2, people used to take more chances than in Halo 3 because you can't. It's like in Halo 2, you could just button combo and you can get the kill. Like in no matter, unless you were very lucky, no matter what the circumstances is, you cannot kill two people that are shooting at you at the same time. In Halo 3, you could do that in Halo 2, but in Halo 3, you just can't do it. There's no possible way, really. Realistic, unless you're playing against like level 1s and you're a 50 or something. That is pretty awesome. But that's you know, it's like in Halo 2 on Midship, it just seemed like the sword plays a bigger role. This is the way that it you could lunge with it and everything, and you can't really do that as well in Halo 2 or Halo 3, sorry. But does anybody like this map? I don't really see anything behind it. I'm not getting behind it.
I think it might be fun playing Oddball now and then, but really, I don't know. It doesn't look very promising to me at all.
For me,
unless hide and seek, if somebody brings back another hide and seek type game,
let's do it.
Did you guys ever play? Did you guys ever play Michael Myers on Halo 2?
No.
Where the one person played the Halloween, one person was Michael Myers, and he played the Halloween music over his headset. And so then, but nobody was allowed to talk, so you only knew he was around you if you could hear him in proximity voice. And you would always play on Ivory Tower, which had all the different levels, so you kind of never knew if he was above you or below you. This would be great for Michael Myers. Just saying.
I remember hearing something about that kind of a game type.
Yeah, this would be perfect because there's so many levels. You would have no idea if he's on top of you or below you or right next to you. But otherwise, no, I don't see a use for this map.
That's good. I'm glad I'm the only one.
Well, like Greg said, I think FFA and Oddball are probably going to be the two primary game types, and Headhunter possibly as well, depending on what that actually is.
Yeah, Headhunter just looks like you shoot somebody, and then they're going to drop a whole bunch of balls, and then you pick them up, and how many balls you're holding at that time.
Yeah, but the only thing with that is when they were showing the video, one guy had 8, but the scores still said 0. So it's almost like they have to deposit the skulls somewhere in order to score them, I guess.
Huh. Or maybe score isn't tallied till the end, like whoever has the most.
Most at the end? Okay, yeah.
I have no idea.
What I was thinking is that it's kind of like Oddball the way it is now. You have to get let's say you have to get to 2 minutes, and every time you have a certain ball, you get 1 second for every 1 second you have it. But if you have 5, you get 5 seconds for every 1 second. That's from looking at it. That's how I understood it. By the more balls that you currently have, that's so much time.
It's like NBA Jam.
I mean, like the other way, it just seems like that you would just try to get all the balls at the start and then hide. And I don't think that Bungie would really.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that would work very well.
I don't think that. I don't know. I thought, to me, it looked like it was you get a skull or you get the point for killing somebody and you go over to their body and you collect it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if you're just running around destroying everybody, you're getting all these points. But, well, I don't know, because then you drop them too. So.
But, I mean, even when people had skulls, the score was still 0.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. So that is what makes me think that there's some place you have to deposit the skulls of some kind.
Like basketball. That's fun. It'd be like hockey. Hey, you have a goalie in front of the park. You have to put him in. Right. You just have your trip mines hanging out right there. Anywho. I mean, actually, something like that would actually seem to be pretty cool, like a little game where you have to, let's say you have to get a certain something and then you have to put it into the other team's basket or to your own. That sounds pretty cool. Kind of like Griff Ball, I guess.
Me of like a, yeah. Like it's exactly like NBA Jam. That's what I was saying. you have to like take the skull and you have to slam dunk the skull into the hoop, and then the announcer says, "Boom shakalaka!" And it's awesome. I don't know.
Boom shakalaka.
And that's a good one from Brent. From downtown.
I mean, we still don't have a decent look at what all the inside looks like, too. I mean, we do have the two pictures, but that's only two of, what, probably 12 rooms that you have on this map?
Maybe.
So there's still other parts of this map that we have no clue about.
Yeah, it just, yeah, I mean, it's true. They also mentioned when they were asking the people that, like, small areas would enjoy this map, and they said yes, people who like small maps will get their feed with the beta, and I believe this is the map they're talking about. But the other two that are coming in question are obviously going to be big. Invasion's obviously going to be a big map type. You're going to do a big map. And I would assume Generators are too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would assume. It just sounds like it'd work better on a larger scale. But I guess this is a good time. I got to go, so I should tell Dustin that going to move on the media moderator on to you, Dustin, unless Brent wants to do it.
Oh, yeah, I'll be moderator. That sounds great.
I guess it's been a good show. Sorry we haven't, or I haven't. Well, for me so far. Sorry,
I was about to say, not me. I've been doing a great job. Speak for yourself, Mr. Lewis.
Yeah, you're the one that hasn't been showing up lately.
Oh. But I gotta go to work now, so try to get it in. Fumo ran 10 miles in 1 hour.
What in the hell? He's crazy, man. He's awesome.
How does he do it?
It's called training.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I could run.
Has a life outside of video games.
He's got the capacity of like an elephant.
I call him a mountain lion on Twitter. Well, you guys are good rest of the show. I'm going to go off to work and, I don't know, just do what I do.
From Best Buy. It's
I love you,
Lee Lewis.
Don't prank call me, please.
I love you.
See you guys. You guys have fun. Nice meeting you, Angel. And Cameron, I'll be emailing you.
All right. Later. Peace out.
Have a good night.
Bye, Greg.
Bye.
Okay.
I lied. I don't really love Greg.
Let the fun begin.
Now for the real show. Welcome to Podtacular 223. The week of April.
And Greg's not here again for today. Yes. But, I don't know. I think the map will be... I think
lame.
I'll wait to a certain degree, but I honestly don't see it being played as much as the other maps are going to be played.
I don't know. It's hard to tell, though. You can't really tell how big their side rooms are.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't even know anything about Boneyard yet, so...
Yeah. Other than it's secret, so it must be the most epic map ever made or something.
Yeah. It also has the plasma launcher on here.
Where does it say that?
Down on the weapons listing. For sword base. 60
for sword rich. Base?
Sword, yeah.
Huh.
It has it underneath the pictures. For sword base.
Alright.
So, next map we have is Overlook, which is going to be the map primarily for Network Test 1 or the Generators game type. Britt made a comment earlier that seemed a little foggy.
You Territories.
On that one, Brent?
Oh, yeah, I said that it looked so foggy. It kind of reminded me of back when I used to play World of Warcraft with a really crappy graphics card, and I had to turn down the draw distance. And when you'd look out to the mountains, it was all, like, foggy and stuff, and it just kind of reminded me of that. It was way funnier when I said it. That anecdote was way funnier before we started recording the show.
Yeah, it was. I still don't see how it's too foggy, but that's just me.
Well, you haven't played World of Warcraft with a...
No, I haven't.
Old graphics card
nor
either.
I ever planned to play World of Warcraft, but...
Well, that's your own fault.
Well, thanks.
I'm just saying.
So what do you guys think of the map overall and the generators game type?
Is that all they're going to let you play in the beta? It's just the generators on that map?
I think for the beta, yeah. I think it's only going to be generators.
Oh, then that...
I think.
Now, the generator game type is the Spartans versus Elites, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
I think that sounds interesting. I'm very intrigued by that. I can't wait to play it. I think it'll be a neat twist. I think I'll suck at it, but I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, it's still interesting, though, how they, I don't know, quote-unquote, balance the elites out, where they can run faster, they're bigger, the health recharges faster, that kind of thing. I don't know how... I know that's going to fundamentally change the gameplay for game types like the Generator, Defense, and Invasion, but it just makes me wonder, like, is it going to be too overpowered, or...
Do you think they'll bounce that out with players? Like the Elite team will have less players than the Spartan team?
They might.
No telling.
But
I would kind of doubt that, because if you think about it, if you're going into matchmaking, you're probably going in with a party of a set number of people.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, if you go into a game type, there's a set number of people. There's a maximum number of people you can go in with. So, I mean, it's kind of like if...
Spartans better get some really bad weapons to deal with these humongo, super fast shield generating big dinosaur people.
They get loadouts. We get get shields and jetpacks and sprinting. And
oh, that's true. Yeah.
Whatever, the cloak. I like the big satellite dish thing in the background, even though that has nothing to do with the map, really.
The scenery part?
That's my favorite part of the entire map, is the place you can't go to.
I know, that's the thing that sticks out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I mean, the visuals on it, though, I think that one's probably the most visual appealing out of the three. Just with how big it is.
Yeah, is that the one they were talking about using that? The whole new system where when you start to walk out of the map, instead of having a kill zone, they'll give you the time limit thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
So basically, I've got 10 seconds to take a jetpack and get out to that satellite dish out there before I die. I'm gonna make it!
Or that's when you just use theater.
Yeah.
Theater glitching.
I can't really tell what's on the other side. I can't really tell if that's a chasm right there on the right. It feels a little bit reminiscent of like the very first level of, I think it was the first level of Halo CE, where you have the two grassy areas and then the connecting bridge. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the second.
That's exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, second. That's what I feel like when I'm looking at that first screenshot, is I feel like I'm looking back at that very first level of Halo. It's been so long, I don't know if that's actually... If it is,
I mean, I definitely,
if they're not, but that's what I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it feels similar. I mean, the layout on either side is nothing the same, I think. But, I mean, I see what you mean by the whole canyon on the side, which I think is pretty cool. It poses kind of just a place where you can fall off. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like places where you can fall off, Dustin. Tell us more about that.
Well, you usually want to stay away from them as much as possible, but when you are running away from someone, you have to watch your step because you could just walk off the edge and then you die. So.
Yeah? Tell me more.
Well, I don't know. Water, there's high canyon, there's just boundaries where you get killed by the guardians, or if you're on Snowbound, you just get killed by turrets.
Oh, I forgot about those turrets, yeah. Yeah, those are funny. Yeah, what? Just in general, I like big team battle maps better than the smaller FFA maps. So Overlook will probably go over well with me once I actually get to play it. Okay, once I'm over the draw distance, I'll be fine.
I'm trying to figure out what that little tunnel thing is in the middle of the map. You see what I'm talking about?
Middle of the map.
Yeah, in the middle, there's a little... On top of one of the roofs, there's a little tunnel thing that looks like you can crouch into.
Sewer?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know what...
The thing that's right behind the antenna?
But it's for me. You don't...
I'm not...
Are you looking at the IGN screenshots?
Yes.
Okay, then that's the issue, because I'm looking at the Bungie.net screenshots.
Oh, all right.
The IGN screenshot tunnel. Oh, no. That looks
like... What page
is
that on the IGN one?
I think it's the first page.
It's image 11.
Oh, okay. I'm making us do it that way. Image 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's powerhouse, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. That's powerhouse. Image 11 of that says powerhouse. The only...
Yeah, that's overlook that's powerhouse.
Picture 8. That's the only Overlook image on IGN. That's why we all got confused.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at the wrong map.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm looking at the right map.
I'm looking at the right map, too.
My bad.
So it's all Cameron's fault, really.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to throw everyone off.
This makes for a great video.
You're fired!
I know, right? We're going to have to give people their money back now.
Dang it.
Oh. There's not.
We don't have enough money as it is.
I know.
Money?
I don't know, but is this really only generators? Because, I mean, I think that's all they've said it was for, was specifically to test the generator defense stuff. But I think this would be cool for one flag CTF or one sided assault. Or even FFA, for that matter.
I don't know about FFA. Maybe. I don't know. I see it mostly for one sided game type, so.
If you remember back to the Halo 3 beta, there was a glitch where you could make custom game types in the beta. Because, I mean, originally in the Halo 3 beta, they didn't have a custom playlist. You could only do matchmaking. But people found a glitch, so maybe they'll find a glitch in this beta so that we can all play custom game types on on Overlook.
That'd be cool.
Play Slayer, yeah.
It'd be interesting to jetpack up to that waterfall on the left.
Significantly less interesting than jetpacking to the satellite dish.
Yes, but you could probably actually get to the waterfall, unlike the...
Yeah, I don't see you making it to the satellite at all.
Man, you got to shoot for the moon. You know? That's what I'm saying. You can't settle for second best. 10 seconds
goes by pretty quick.
If you were shooting for the moon, you might as well go for that sun that's off in the distance behind the clouds.
The future's so bright, I got to wear shades. Dead air is dead.
So, what? Any other comments on this map or game type?
I don't know if they're even going to use it. Weren't they saying that they might not even put it in the game? They just kind of took it out.
I think they were talking about the game type specifically when they said that. I don't think they'll take out the map.
Out of the conceit in the game anyways.
I doubt that they would put it on their BNet update if they weren't going to put it in the beta.
Well, no, they're...
No, it'll be in the beta. They're talking about retail.
Oh, retail release, yeah. Why would you put it in the beta if you weren't going to put it in the retail release?
Well, they said they're just testing their networks and stuff, and maybe that's the largest map they could come up with.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I like satellite dishes anyway, so it's all right.
I don't know. They said they really worked on the base code where it can handle a lot better, so I would assume that it should be able to handle it just fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I miss the big maps like this. Like this Overlook one. I wish they had more.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I really miss all those little maps that could support four objective games, like Foundation, where you could play four flag and have a really good game, or Warlock, where you could play, you know, four team assault. I really miss those small, symmetrical, four team supported areas. I think Halo 3 was extremely lacking in that regard. And so I hope we'll see a return of that sort of stuff with Reach.
For Halo 3, they took a lot of the multi-team stuff out.
Yeah.
And you have some multi-team stuff, but they really don't, like, support it as much. Like, I remember in Halo 1, you get to have CTF, and you get to have four different teams doing CTF. And that was fun.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I miss, you could even do that on... which wasn't, you know, which didn't have four separate bases, but you could even do it on maps like that. And there just seems to be no Halo 3 maps that support that particular thing really well.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Bungie's kind of moving in a different direction for that, which kind of sucks, but then again...
They need to listen to the players then, because we need our four team game types.
Brent and I also were thinking of something a few weeks ago where with interactive scenery, you don't see it really as much anymore. I mean, you have the gate on high ground and you have the gate on last resort, but how much of that actually alters gameplay? Where in, like, Terminal, you had the train that would come by.
Yeah.
And that posed a really imminent threat. Every time you crossed those, you had a chance of being splattered. And you don't see it as much anymore. In multiplayer.
I should be able to make long-distance calls with that satellite dish in the background.
On overlay. You're just focusing on nothing but the satellite dish, aren't you?
And sadly, that's the part of the map that won't be included, so I'm kind of screwed, you know?
What would you do?
You miss, like, standoff, huh?
Yeah, I do miss standoff. Actually, I didn't enjoy standoff that much, strangely enough.
Satellite dishes on that one.
Yeah, this is true, but...
This satellite dish looks like it has guns on it too.
Yeah, guns on a satellite dish are awesome. If I had a satellite dish, I'd put a turret on it.
It has a center antenna. It's
not yours in a heartbeat. Your neighbors would be like, "What the hell is he doing now?"
What? You think my satellite dish looks gaudy? How about I turn on my 35mm turret? What? Oh, what? I can't hear you now that you're running away.
That would be awesome.
Noted. Don't live in this neighborhood.
Yes, duly noted.
So aside from the satellite, anything else in this map in particular?
I don't know. I think that tree looks... interesting to get in and snipe from.
Man, look at that tree. That's one hell of a tree. I love that tree, man.
Look at those hay bales. I want to hide in those hay bales.
I sure do love flora.
Let's see. So those were the three maps. There's another one, Boneyard, but we have no idea what that is even going to look like. All
the concept art is interesting. It looks a little bit like Longshore.
Yeah.
I have not seen the concept art for it, so...
That one's on the IGN article.
Is it?
Yeah.
I want to say on the first page. It's very Longshore.
I think it's on
the last
page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on the first page there is one, yeah.
Do you like yards, okay. Dustin?
I do like yards, Brent.
Do you like boning?
that's the secret between you and me.
So yes, you're gonna love Boneyard.
Yes, I mean, apparently I am.
If Boneyard isn't a whorehouse, I'm gonna be drastically disappointed.
I definitely see where you're going with the Longshore comparison.
All right.
Huh, that... interesting.
Is that the only piece they have of Boneyard so far? Just that concept art?
I believe so. That's all they're saying right now on it. They haven't said anything else other than that it was... what game type did they say it was for?
Invasion.
Yeah, that's right. It was mostly for Invasion.
Which is basically, they said Invasion was Elites versus Spartans or Elites versus Elites? Did they say something in there about Elites versus Elites?
I think so.
I'm looking for a little Spartan on Spartan action. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, I am too. But, I mean, the Spartans in this game is actually a little slower and shorter than the Master Chief, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Bungie said?
Yeah, they can't go as long as the Chief.
Yeah, nobody can.
They can't go as long.
I know, man.
Chief is where it's at.
Well, the Chief had Johnson.
Yes, this is true.
The greatest Johnson of them all.
Sergeant Johnson.
I don't know where you guys are looking, but I see three pictures for Boneyard.
Maybe there's three.
Where are you at?
IGN.
Where are you at, Boo?
There's 172 pictures.
And you've looked through all of them.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I see this other one you're talking about. That was the concept art that was released a long time ago. That was one of the first ones out, I thought, for Boneyard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and they just updated it on April 7th, so.
It's on the side of a dam. And there's a crane. Brent, crane, headlong, go!
Yeah, I got up to the top of the crane on headlong once. It was pretty great up there.
There's a couple cranes in this one, too, apparently.
I love cranes, so that's actually good. That's a good thing.
So you'll like this map, then. And it has water.
I like cranes, and I like water. I don't like cranes as much as satellite dishes, but I think I like water more than satellite dishes.
So you'll like this map.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have any satellite dishes. If it had a satellite dish, it would be my favorite map of all time.
But it has water. It has water and cranes, so you get two for one.
Yeah, double dose of, but it still doesn't have a satellite dish. That's the issue.
But you said you like water more than satellite dishes.
I know, but it doesn't incorporate all three. To be the greatest map of all time, it has to incorporate all three.
But I mean, yes.
Yeah, okay. if like a waterfall like sprang out of the satellite dish, even better.
Okay.
It would almost be like the satellite dish was like taking a piss.
Yes, I was thinking that same thing. Thank you.
And I'm just caught in the stream.
Don't cross the streams.
I know, man. Islands in the stream. That's it, man. I don't know. I think I'm running out of innuendos.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah.
I think we're all kind of hitting that dead point.
Yeah, we're hitting the wall here, folks. This is... Ride that high for so long, and then you just crash.
Yeah. And plus, we've been on here for... Or at least, we've been on... us excluding Hottie McVloggy, we've been on here for 4 hours now.
Yeah, but, I mean, the first two of those hours were... talking about our potential nuke.
No, we're not
okay,
going...
Okay, well, all right, we're not going there, but...
We're going to try.
So how about them penis jokes? We're still gonna do those, or
your beaver?
Beaver zone, yeah.
Beaver zone. Dang it! Now whenever I see it, you can just see like MLG callouts. Beaver one, beaver high, beaver low.
I mean, really? That didn't come to your mind already?
I mean, yeah, but not that prominently.
Well, yep. Beaver's always on my mind, Dustin. Okay. I don't know about you.
You love the beavers.
Indeed. I'm not even going to touch this. This is...
So
the beaver zone, where everybody's wet.
Oh.
Yeah, left.
There you go.
We might as well put the explicit tag on this one. Chucky.
I'm sorry. You better tell Chucky not to listen to the show. Just tell him, like, beforehand, just you can't listen to it.
Beware. Oh, boy.
Anyways.
So, out of the three maps that we are able to... I mean, I guess we can do all four. Which map is the most exciting or you guys are most looking forward to playing when the demo comes out, or the beta?
I'm kind of looking forward to Boneyard. It kind of looks like it has like an outside kind of longshore feel, and then it looks like inside there's a little bit of a warehouse, like rat trap kind of a feel to it.
Rat trap.
So it's got the outside, the inside, close quarters, outside. I don't know. It looks like it has more variety to it than the other maps. The other maps are either they're like outside large maps or they're like inside close quarters. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Other than Invasion, I don't really look forward to Invasion, but...
I think Invasion could be fun. I'm still kind of... I don't know what the word is, but... A little cautious about how the elites are going to balance out with being able to run faster, being able to recharge... shields and health faster, being taller, that kind of thing.
I mean, you're always nervous going in for your first time, you know? I mean, that's to be expected.
That's what she
said. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to Overlook, so I can finally see that that satellite dish.
I can see up on BNet Brent's file share just stuck.
Yeah. It's just screenshots of that sweet satellite dish, man. It should be awesome. It's like me standing in front of the satellite dish. Well, here I am at a 35-degree angle to the satellite dish. Here's me with a jetpack trying to get to the satellite dish.
Like dish.
What about the beavers on? You're not going to have any beavers on?
He'll Photoshop the beavers on them.
Well, the thing is, I'm in the beaver zone every single day. This is nothing new to me.
The highway to the beaver zone. Sorry, I thought I just...
Now that I think about it, that could be a Kenny Loggins song. We need to call him up right now. Be like, Kenny, we just found a brand new song. We want you to sing it. We've already written it. So you don't have to do any of the work. You just got to sing.
And it's a familiar tune, so you'll be...
Right. Oh, yeah, man. You remember Top Gun? Yeah. It's that tune. It's Danger Zone.
I fully expect a full song and video out right after the beta's done from you guys with a full 4-minute song and lyrics to Beaver Zone.
Oh, I bet I can do it.
We'll do it.
I bet I can.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm expecting you to now.
And so you'll blog about it for us, right?
I would probably do more than that. I would enjoy it personally and publicly. Let's do
you'd
that.
Play it at parties. You'd like... we will come to your house and DJ at your party with Beaver Zone if you pay us.
That'd be so cool. Oh, jeez.
We could do a live recorded session of Beaver Zone at MLG Dallas, too.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
I can imagine that there is a karaoke version of Danger Zone.
Oh, I knew you were going to say karaoke.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
We can really do this. Jeez. And I plan
I know
on doing
we
it.
Man, that's the problem is I know we can, and we probably...
I just gotta start writing it.
Well, we don't pay you for nothing, so get on it.
Well, the problem is I don't have that much experience with beavers. I wouldn't know what to write about. It's like
beaver zone every day.
I know. Well, I lied. Okay.
Oh.
I lied. I couldn't let the truth come out.
Oh.
It's like writing about a foreign land that you pine for. You know, it's like talking about the promised land. I don't know what I would sing about.
We'll figure something out.
Oh, I'll figure something out. Don't worry about that. It's just off the top of my head, I can't figure out anything.
Then I'll have to cut it together.
Oh, no, I can do that, too.
You talk about all the moisture there,
right.
How it's nice and wet. You can talk about everybody that's been there, everybody that's drank the luscious waters.
Oh, my God.
I can see lots of different ways you can go with that one.
And,
man,
and,
this...
Like shooting a rocket launcher into it. You talk about going into the base and out of the base. You can talk about using the front entrance. You can talk about using the rear entrance.
Oh, come on.
Bum rush.
Angel, have you put a lot of thought into this? Because it seems like you have.
Not at all. I've actually already written up a rough draft of all the lyrics. I've got it right here.
Oh, man.
Well, you can just sit on it over. We'll revise it and we'll record it. We're in business. That would be very interesting to do. That's probably a summer project, you think, Brent?
Yeah.
Summer project?
Yep. Some kids go to science camp. I sing about beavers.
It's beaver time with Brent Gamer.
I really have nothing else to do this summer, so I mean I might as well sing about beavers.
Do you know what? I'm looking at the original lyrics, and I don't even think they need much modification.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, really.
Touch and go, highway to the danger zone, ride into the danger zone, spreading out her wings tonight.
Wait up.
Into overdrive.
Oh, God.
Oh, Kenny Loggins is like... Oh my.
Like, you don't even need to modify it. The hotter the intensity. I mean, I think it's ready to go, personally.
Oh, my God.
It's almost there.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't with you until you got to spreading out her wings.
Or, yeah.
And then whatever after that. After that, it became clear that Kenny Loggins was singing about something else. he was tricking us, and I never noticed it.
You didn't notice
sense now.
You didn't
it all makes sense.
You didn't notice that until just now.
I didn't. No.
Are you? Wow.
Oh, man, this is awesome. Oh,
wow.
Every time I hear that song, I'm going to be thinking about that from now. Oh, man.
I even knew, Brent.
This is like life-changing. This is an epiphany.
This is going to be a good song. I can't wait to see what you come up with.
I don't think we can beat it. I don't. Now that I know what Danger Zone is really about, I don't think I can parody it. It's already a parody of itself.
Brent, we're going to do this.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it, but I don't think...
We'll get through it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Do that so I can upload it to my lips and I'll karaoke it. I'm going to sing Highway to My Beaver Zone. It's going to be good.
Dang it. And if we say we're going to do it in front of a girl, we have to do it. Oh, we're screwed.
I'm sorry, everybody.
It'll be fun.
This is what Podtacular has degraded to. This is what we've... To be fair, we were just kind of putting on a facade the whole time. This is our true form. This is what we really care about.
Yeah. Random stuff.
Well, beavers in particular. Beavers, well, cod pieces, boxes, beaver zones.
There is the one other thing we're trying to avoid this podcast, too. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's just nostalgia over and over
People
again.
People that have listened for the last three episodes will know exactly what we're talking
about.
Well, folks, it's been fun.
It has.
It's been fun. A lot of euphemisms. This is probably going to get an explicit tag.
although I don't know how to put the explicit tag on a specific
plugin. Oh.
Not with the plugin that we have.
Not in iTunes, at least. Well, we can put an explicit tag when we put the post up on the website, at least.
Yep.
Yeah.
We can warn Chucky J.
Don't listen.
Poor Chucky. Sorry, Chucky.
Have you been adulterating his virgin ears?
Yes.
Is he not a fan of this?
He's not a fan of me in particular, because I've got so much inside of me that I want to let out, and I can't do it. And then occasionally it just kind of slips out, you know?
I mean, the podcast has been known to be more family-friendly.
Say it again.
Family-friendly. And PG-rated. And this is kind of getting to the PG-13 side of things, but...
It's only family-friendly in the fact that most of our listeners are under the age of 12.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because we're talking about an M-rated game. So it's sometimes hard to not go there most of the time.
No, well, I mean, we just went into beaver territory. I don't remember anything specifically relating to vaginas and Halo.
And the danger zone. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that wraps up this episode for the most part.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
If there's anything else you guys want to bring up about Reach, you're more than welcome to before we close out. Anything about like weapons or stuff like that? Still no campaign info, so I guess we'll get.
Don't gotta worry about spoilers. Yeah.
After the beta, we'll probably get some of that campaign info if we get any at all.
Well, I won't be touching it, so I'm not gonna worry about it. I hate campaign info. I don't want to know anything about the campaign prior to going in.
I'm the same way you are. I've managed to be spoiler-free with all of my major games so far, so here's to hoping I can do the same with Reach.
Yeah, well, the issue is that I got to talk about it on the show. Like, I guess I just got to, like, cover my ears whenever Dustin and Greg talk about it. That might actually work.
That's the one thing about doing a podcast, is sometimes you have to compromise.
You got to take one for the team, you know?
Well, I mean, if we schedule out the stuff right, we might just... quote-unquote, miss it.
We missed.
We know nothing about it. I don't know.
We'll just put a blog post about it instead.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. We'll let Chucky do it.
Yeah. Chuck's the man.
He is the man. As long as he posts about the campaign stuff so that I don't have to.
Yeah. So, yeah, anything else from you guys? Or are you pretty much satisfied?
I'm very satisfied, thank you.
Indeed.
The Beaver Zone took it over the top.
Yes,
I know, man.
Did. So much for that dating sim. We're just going to go to the Beaver Zone instead. Right, Brent?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the point of a dating sim is to get into the Beaver Zone. I mean, that was my understanding of it. I don't know.
Again, no, this is all the boring stuff.
This is a foreign topic for me, huh?
Oh,
how many more days do we have left until the beta? I know we're 20-something out. 23? 23? That's exciting. So close.
Yeah.
20.
No, let's see.
22.
7, 14.
No, it's 23.
It's 21, 22, 23. Good. Is it May 4th?
23. May 3rd. May 3rd. It's 23 if you include today.
It's 22 if you don't.
Right.
Nice.
We know how to do math.
or if you want to be specific, 22 days, 6 hours, and 12 minutes and 40 seconds?
You don't have to be a nerd about it, Dustin.
Sorry. Wait, I'm not sorry. So I think that pretty much wraps everything up.
Kenny Loggins, Playing with the Boys.
Huh?
Oh, sorry. I was just looking up Kenny Loggins songs.
Were you unaware of Kenny Loggins' existence prior to this podcast?
Yes.
Well, man, you have been missing out on something amazing. Let me tell you.
I was just looking at...
You haven't lived until you've heard the Caddyshack theme.
Some of the
Beaver
Zone.
I don't think I've heard it.
Well, you need to go listen to it immediately.
I'll wait until the podcast is over.
I wouldn't.
Wait. Okay. Okay. You want to send me a link?
Yeah. Well, you can go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube. Type in Caddyshack theme, Kenny Loggins, or whatever. Before we leave, I want to personally thank BS Angel for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on your family-friendly show.
I know. Honestly, I wouldn't have come. Like, I would have been like, dude, who are these podtacular guys? What are they talking about? Like, family-friendly? What? I would have laughed. People, they would have been like, I'd like to come on the show. Would have been like, you're an idiot. Like,
well, I was hell-bent on behaving myself until you started the whole Beaver Zone thing. And then I realized, you know, it was okay to go there.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. It was a very pleasurable time.
Well, the pleasure is all mine.
And remind our listeners where we can find you and your blog.
You can find me at HottieMcBloggy.com. I also do Halo3Screenshots.com. That's my site as well. And you can find me on Halo every weekend.
Very cool. Yeah, I tried adding you. I think your friend list is full. So.
Yeah, hopefully with the nixing of Halo 2, maybe we'll get bigger friends lists, huh?
Maybe.
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 Not I'm holding not my breath, the, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not betting the farm. But.
Yeah. Oh, there's a couple of people that I've tried to add in, and all their friends lists have been full recently. So maybe that'll hopefully change.
Yeah, I'll make room in my friends list. For whoever, please send me a friend request. Anybody.
I think I tried sending Pete Rock, Godfrey, Holly McBloggy, you, and a couple other people some friend requests, and their friends lists are full. It's like, oh, okay.
I used to have Godfrey in my friends list. I don't know what happened. I think he kicked me out. I'm sorry.
Or Marty.
Sorry, Godfrey.
Marty.
Yeah, I was never in Marty's friends list. Marty O'Donnell's always hated me. We know this story already. We've told it many, many times.
Yeah.
I don't feel like telling it again.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And we have another show coming up on Thursday, Wednesday. This podcast hopefully will be out by then, if I can get away from playing Halo 2 long enough to edit the show.
Yeah.
Which might be impossible. So if this comes out prior to that, we have a show Wednesday, and we will actually be recording live, doing the whole thing again, but we'll probably be playing Halo 2 in the mix, and it'll be the last episode Podtacular does for Halo 2. The game we started on, so...
And the game we will probably end on. This is it.
No.
The second to last episode of Podtacular.
I hope not.
I don't know after this one.
Come join us. We're going to try to get some Podtacular customs in. If you can't join us, come watch us. We will be on the live stream for Podtacular and probably Justin TV. I'll probably be broadcasting my Xbox from there as well. So, until Wednesday, I am Duststorm.
I'm Brent Gamer.
This is Nobody.
I'm still naked.
Sorry.
And I'm G. Lewis. Back of the work. I'm a workaholic.
I'm G. Lewis. I like paying bills.
This week on the Gamercast Network, Podtacular is doing a double take this week. First, about the IGN interview with the multiplayer design leads at Bungie. Then, turn in live Thursday as they send off Halo 2 with a bang. Blade from the Bad Dudes joins episode 97 of the Post Game Report for discussion about the Gears of War 3 announcement. How was PAX East? Find out in Video Game Show episode 189. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamercastNetwork.com.